Big Bear Hug. Written by Nicholas Oldland. Narrated by Warren Thompson. When you hear this sound, turn the page. There once was a bear so filled with love and happiness that whenever he roamed the forest and came across another living thing, he would give it a hug. Everywhere he wandered, the bear shared his love, hug by hug. He even hugged creatures that bears have been known to eat. This bear could meet the roundest little rabbit, and he would just stop, smile, and give it a great big hug. No animal was too big. Too small, too smelly, or too scary to hug. But what this bear loved to hug most were the trees. The bear never met a tree he did not like. Big trees, little trees, apple trees, pear trees, peach trees. This bear hugged them all. One day, while the bear was trying to hug a beaver and a tree at the same time, he noticed a man with an axe walking into the forest. The bear followed the man until he stopped at one of the tallest, oldest, and most beautiful trees in the forest. The man spent so much time looking at this magnificent tree that the bear thought he must love trees too. But to the bear's horror, the man started to chop the tree down. For the first time in his life, the bear didn't feel like hugging at all. Just then, as he was about to sink his teeth into the man, the bear stopped. He realized that no matter how angry he was, he simply could not eat the man. It just wasn't in his nature. The bear sighed, and then he decided to do what he did best. He gave the man a hug. The man was not used to getting real big bear hugs, so once the bear let go, the man dropped his axe and ran far, far away. And do you know what the bear did next? The bear smiled and gave the tree a great big hug. The tree felt much better. The end.